2019 was the hottest year on record for Alaska. It was also the hottest year for Bristol Bay, home to the largest sockeye salmon fishery in the world. Fish deaths due to the heat have been documented in inland rivers in Alaska. Scientists now say in certain rivers in the bay, that heat was deadly. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Izzy Ross reports.
The sun beat down relentlessly on Bristol Bay this summer, heating up the rivers and lakes where millions of sockeye salmon returned to spawn. July was the region's hottest month on record. And in some rivers, that heat was lethal. Tim Sands, an area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, said this month those numbers were high.
Based on the catch rates we normally see and the escapement we normally see, well over 100,000 fish died in the river.
Sands is talking about the Agushik River on the west side of Bristol Bay. It's a long, winding, muddy river in the Nooshigak District. By early July, biologists were expecting tens of thousands of fish to swim upriver every day.
We saw 714 fish go up the Agushik by the tower on July 8th. The lack of fish moving up the Agushik River definitely was abnormal.
Salmon won't swim through water once it reaches a certain temperature. Water loses oxygen as it gets warmer, and the warmer it gets, the more oxygen fish need. As fish crowd at the bottom of a river waiting for the water to cool, they will have less and less oxygen to breathe. Bristol Bay had a huge harvest this summer, the second largest on record. So when the heat broke toward the end of July and the fish pushed upriver, Agushik fishermen were actually able to catch more than usual. Given their haul, Sand says about 500,000 fish should have escaped upriver to spawn, but they only counted half that.
The difference could have been all dead fish. That's why I'm saying at least 100,000, because truthfully, it could well have been over 200,000 fish, because that's what we're missing from the escapement.
Going into the season, set netter Stephen Davis was optimistic, but he said the heat's impact on the fish and other related costs made a big dent in his bottom line.
It was really hot, so the fuel cost was more because we was constantly running to the tender because we don't have ice there. And it's just everything just culminated into a massive loss.
There were also signs of heat stress in Ugashik on the east side of the bay. The fish weren't swimming upriver. In July, the fishermen had a lengthy closure sitting on the beach for days as they waited for the heat to break. Birch Block has fished in the district for 8 years, and he's never seen a season like this summer.
Seeing these fish not being able to swim correctly and just acting so lethargic, and when the tide went out, they just couldn't even stay in the water. They would just end up like lying on the banks of the mud. I've never seen a salmon that is still ocean bright acting in such a way.
Sands, the biologist, doesn't expect this summer's die-offs to have any long-term impacts to the run. His concern is that as the summers get hotter, there might be a year when the weather doesn't break in time for fishing, and many more fish could die. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.